You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Built for the Stage Podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. With clients in over 20 Broadway shows, West End shows, shows in Australia, national tours, universities, and really just stages across the globe, we are the bridge that joins the theater community and the fitness world together. It's my goal at Built for the Stage that actors train like athletes, because actors are athletes. Go to the website builtforthestage.com or go to Instagram, because for our 200th episode today, we are going to be giving away $400 worth of giveaways. First giveaway is going to be 3 months of coaching with me plus Built for the Stage training apparel. For three other listeners, we're going to be giving away 1 month of coaching with me. The way that you can enter for this giveaway competition is going to be going to our Instagram at Built for the Stage, finding the graphic that's going to be posted on Monday with my face on it, Monday the 27th of March. And you're going to first off follow the page. Thanks for the follow. You're going to comment on that post a friend that you want to tag in the post. So follow the page, tag a friend, and then step three is to share it to your story. So three steps for the chance of a $200 giveaway prize. So step one, follow Bill for the Stage. Step two, go to that graphic with my face on it, post it on Monday, comment your buddy's handle in there, and then hit that paper airplane to share the episode to your story. Make sure to tag us clearly in that story share so that I know that you did that. That's going to enter you into the drawing. So the first person that's pulled out of that drawing is going to get 3 months coaching for free with me. They're also, again, going to get free Built for the Stage gear. If you aren't drawn first, I'm going to draw three more names after that. And those three people will be our honorary winners, getting 1 week, or sorry, 1 month, 1 month of coaching with me. All right, let's move on to the episode, episode 200. I'm here in my studio apartment, and I want to just reiterate things I've spoken about in the past, but just like the fact that we have to be willing to suck before we can be good. And before we can be great, we have to be good. And before we can be exceptional, we have to be great. When I first started this podcast, I was a huge podcast fan, and it really just kind of changed the trajectory of my business career, my life. Just a couple of podcasts that I fell upon just really impacted me. So as I was building out this business, I knew that so many of my clients had amazing stories, and it was my goal to share them with the community. So I started Built for the Stage podcast. I started it all on my own before any creation of Broadway Podcast Network. That wasn't even a thing at the moment. And I started it by using this website called Anchor. And I recorded the episodes via my cell phone. And off Amazon, I bought this lapel mic splitter that I would plug into my phone. I would hook the lapel mic in onto, you know, my collar or wherever, and then onto my guests. And the sound quality was not good, and it was just not good. But you know what? I started somewhere. Then there were moments where that setup like wasn't the best. So I would get a mic, one of those lapel mics, and I would clip it to like a pencil. And I swear to God, I did this. Put the pencil into like a Starbucks plastic cup where like the straw should go, and like created this makeshift microphone stand. And I'm doing these like in a, these episodes, like in a gym. I'm doing them on the streets of New York with crazy people screaming in the background and car horns and da 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 da. At one point, I wanted to like get video involved. So I was interviewing people on Instagram Live Instagram TV. Remember when IGTV was a thing? I think it's still like lurking about on Instagram. Who knows? They don't know what they're doing. They're pushing reels right now. But anyways, I would make Instagram TV episodes, so IGTV. And then I needed to figure out how to get that audio from IGTV and use the audio for the actual like podcast platform recordings. And this whole story is going somewhere. So stick with me. If you're feeling inspired because you too are starting from rock bottom in some situation, amazing. Keep listening. If you're not quite tracking with where this is going, just hang tight. So I didn't know how to get the audio from IGTV onto like an audio editing platform to put onto Anchor, that podcast website I was using. So I literally, this is what I freaking did, people. This is what I did. I was on holiday break in Ohio visiting my parents. I got my phone and pulled it up to the Anchor app where you can like record directly your episodes. Then I got my mom's phone and pulled up on Instagram the IGTV recording. I literally placed the phones bottom to bottom so that like the microphone and the speaker were feeding into each other, put them in her car and close the door in the garage, press play and record. And that's how I transferred. Y'all, I know some of you are laughing or whatever, but like I didn't do the due diligence of like, I don't know, researching how I could do it. Because honestly, as an entrepreneur, you're doing like so many freaking things at once. I was just making it happen. And some of you out there, like the tech side of things, like I know a couple of people that listen to this are probably rolling their eyes, rolling on the floor laughing, just maybe rolling a joint to get high to relieve their stress of how stupid this was. But this is what I did. This is what I freaking did. So, I mean, it happened. It worked. The quality was not great, but like it happened. There were times that during the 200 span of these 200 episodes, my internet would go out and I had to drive quickly to a nearby Starbucks to tap into their Wi-Fi, then have my laptop like sitting on the dashboard of my car as I'm doing an episode. Or I'm on Long Island at a friend's gym and I'm having to like do content stuff for them for other reasons, but their gym is super loud. So again, I'd have to go out and conduct interviews in my car with my laptop sitting on my dashboard, tapping into the building's Wi-Fi, right out on the sidewalk there. Right now, I'm recording this episode in my studio apartment. It's way too spacious. It's awful for sound sometimes. I'm just being straight up with y'all. Like people that have been listening to this since the jump and people that have stayed on with us or have joined us and listened, like, thank you. I realize that some episodes hit. And some episodes, you know, for maybe mostly tech reasons, have not. Our guests have always been amazing. But on my side of things, sometimes we fall short of excellence for sure. But yeah, this is not an ideal place. I should be in like some type of smaller, proper studio with like sound mufflers on the walls or whatever they're called. Or I guess I could go in my closet like some people do and put pillows on the sides of my head, but I guess I'm just not that committed. I'm also in a high-rise building. This is a 35-story building. And sometimes the residents are just competing over Wi-Fi, and that'll cause some choppiness as well. I like to record these live on YouTube so people can watch later on. So yeah, I have a long way to go. I need to invest more money in my media production, video, podcasting, for microphones, for renting out studios, whole bunch of stuff. But in spite of my shortcomings, if I look back to where I've come from those lapel mics in a Starbucks plastic cup, I've come a long way.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
If you skipped over our intro, I'm going to take a quick break just to let you know that on our 200th episode here, I'm giving away $400 worth of giveaways. This will take me 30 seconds if you already listened to it in the intro, but just in case you skipped the intro, please go to Instagram, give us a follow, go to the graphic of me that's marketing or talking about this podcast, the BFTS podcast graphic with my face on it, comment a friend's name, and then share it to your story and tag us. That's going to enter you to win 3 free months of coaching from me and a free Built for the Stage training gear shirt. And if you don't get chosen first, the next 3 people I will pull from and give them 1 month of free coaching. So go to Built for the Stage on Instagram, follow us, tag a buddy in this podcast post that's posted on Monday, share it to your story and tag us, and that will put you into the drawing. All right. So back to the story of going along. We still have a long way to go, but we've come a long way. So I said all of that for the purpose to talk to you all about just starting. Stop waiting and start starting, because it's never going to be perfect. You have to suck at first. You're not going to start your first singing lesson and freaking sing like, I don't know, who do I love? You're not going to sound like Adriana Hicks the first time you open up your mouth. You have to take voice lessons. You have to put the work in. But the start of that is starting. You can't get to the final level, Adriana Hicks, if you aren't willing to start. And this podcast journey I'm on, it's been around 5-ish years. Another 5 years from now, I hope to look back as the business has continued to grow and I can put more time or other people into this and say, wow, look how far we've come. It's the same thing with your career. It's the same thing with fitness. You're going to show up to that gym and you might feel a fool, but you got to do it. You got to show up and you got to start training, learning your body, being taught by a coach, feeling as though you are taking the first step to bettering yourself today. And I'm talking about being an athlete. I'm talking about expanding upon your abilities physically, which is cardiovascular endurance, stamina, speed, strength, power, agility, balance, flexibility, all of these components of fitness. You can't get to excellence without starting at a novice level of sucking. So I wanted to say all that. I wanted to basically shit on myself as far as my podcasting journey, where it's been, and just kind of tell you my journey and all of this, where I've taken baby steps to get to where I'm at, but I'm getting there.
and it's actually slower than it should be. I should actually be further along as far as the progress of my media output with this podcast, but I'm not prioritizing it right now. I'm prioritizing my clients. I'm prioritizing the media of maybe my video stuff on Instagram, or I'm prioritizing the designs of our shirts with our BFTS collaborators like Casey Garvin, Juman from Angeliet. These are things that I'm balancing. And as the business grows, especially revenue-wise, then yeah, now I can hire other people, get people on this podcast to, you know, level it up. But right now, I'm in the phase of still making it work, making it happen as best as I can. And that's something that I have come to the reality of accepting. And that's the same reality that you have to accept. You're only going to get what you put into it. So talking about getting started, whether it's the singing example I brought up, whether it's fitness, your progress is going to be dependent upon what you put into it and what you prioritize. If you're still prioritizing other things in your life, like going out and drinking, watching 10 Netflix episodes a night, I don't know, only being willing to go work your survival job and not being willing to put in the extra time to go to class or to go to the gym or so on and so forth. What you put in is what you will get back. Results, only no effort. If it's an average effort, it's going to be an average result. If it's an excellent effort, it's going to be an excellent result. If it's a subpar effort, it's going to be a subpar result. You're going to get what you put in, period. Another cliche statement, but why is it cliche? Why is it said so much? Because it's true. It's true. So wherever you're at right now, whatever you want to accomplish, just start. And that's where I'm going to end it. Those three steps I've been putting on Instagram a lot lately is, what do you want? Are you worth it? And what are the precise, repeatable actions that I need to do to get what I want? So number one, what do I want? Number two, am I worth what I want? So hint, hint, I hope you would say, yes, I'm worth it. I'm worth this investment. I'm worth this goal I want to chase. And then number three, the goal is just a wish until you come up with the precise, detailed, down to the T, actionable items that you're going to put into play day in and day out. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for supporting Built for the Stage, where it's our number one goal to train actors like athletes so that they can not just meet the requirements of their show, but to exceed them. So if you want a chance for 3 months of free coaching and a free Built for the Stage training gear shirt, just go to Instagram when this airs on Monday, tap the graphic, tag your buddy in the comment, and share it to your story and tag us so that we know that you shared it to the story. Obviously, be following the page, and that's going to enter you in for 3 months of coaching with me, plus the free Built for the Stage training gear shirt. If you're not the first person to be drawn, three more additional people will be given 1 month of coaching training with me. So really looking forward to you all hearing this episode coming out on Monday. Some of y'all might have had a sneak peek of it when we did it live on our YouTube, but nonetheless, love y'all, here to support the community in any way that we can. And yeah, until next time, head on over to builtforthestage.com or at builtforthestage on Instagram, and would love to hear from you. Happy 200th episode, Built for the Stage podcast. Later.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.